This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Communications Commission just wrapped up a public comment period on 5G, or what the FCC likes to refer to as bringing the U.S. to the forefront of 5G wireless technology. We've got Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, on the line to explain what that is all about. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
Make me smart here, man. 5G. I would say spell it out for me, but that's a bad joke. What is it?
All right. Wait. Before we go there, Kai.
Yes.
Let's go to the original G, the OG, if you will.
OG. Okay.
G stands for generation, right?
Okay, yep.
And the original Gs, they were about voice service, right?
Yes.
We wanted voice on our cell phones. That's the really old school original G.
Yes.
But eventually, we wanted more than that, right? We wanted data. We wanted texting.
Yes.
So we got texting on, 2G. Then we wanted the actual internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got 3G.
Okay.
And Kai, what's on your phone? If you look on your phone.
I don't bring my phone in the studio, but I have 4G.
You're up to date, man.
I am, yo.
Yeah. So 4G is faster internet access. It's
okay.
Basically like
right.
You can stream videos, your properly pronounced GIFs, things like that.
Hey ho, hey ho. It's GIFs, but let's not go there.
LTE, you've probably heard of as well, right?
Yes.
And for our purposes, basically, we'll call that 4G. The same thing, right? 5G is the next generation. It's going to be pretty different.
How?
It's better, right? That's the basic thing. It's better. It promises really high speeds. But the interesting thing is it promises higher speeds, but for shorter distances. Think meters, not miles, right?
Oh, that's not good.
Right.
So
exactly.
we need more base stations.
Yes,
yes,
we need more base stations. They're smaller, smaller circles of coverage, for instance. Now, the good thing about this is that it means you could actually have a trash can or a lamppost be a base station for a 5G cellular network.
Hmm.
But 5G is not here yet. We're a couple years away. And so companies are trying to do other things in the meantime to get better service.
All right, wait, hang on. If we're going to have trash cans and light poles be some of these, transmitters or whatever, right?
Yeah.
That's
capital
outlay by the cell phone providers. So companies are going to have to spend more money for this, which means we are going to pay more money for 5G. That's always the way it works, yeah?
It is true.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Kai, companies are doing something that's actually good for companies and good for the user.
All right.
And that is they are starting to do this thing that's basically a Wi-Fi first approach. So you've heard of like Google offering its own wireless
Wi-Fi
service.
Phones, yeah.
Yep. And these other wireless services that are doing this sort of thing. What that means is that it can be really cheap for us to get all of that data that we want because they're basically offloading the data hogs onto their own Wi-Fi networks at home or their Wi-Fi networks at work, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you don't want to be on a Wi-Fi only phone when you're like out in the middle of the woods. That's
a horror
film setup. If you move out of your home's Wi-Fi signal area, you actually lose your signal and you lose your data. And so in many ways, I think 5G is going to be way better, even though it's still small coverage area. It's going to be essential in the future because people move. And that's the whole point of having a smartphone or a cell phone.
Very quickly, before I let you go, how long until the 5G future gets here?
5 years. 5G, 5 years. That's what I'm saying, Kai. That's my number.
Ben Johnson, and you're sticking to it. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
You got it, Kai.